So, continuing the sugya of Ikra V'Tafel, just a little review. I'm not exactly sure what I did, but in source number one, he says that, you know, we said that this is the halacha that if you have mizonos in the mixture, then, you know, and I'm talking where it's one entity, one total entity, you know, a cholent or a soup or, you know, something. So it's considered like it's sort of like an entity. So he says the Magen Avraham says at source number one, you lupamim osin lezupa imaat kemach. You make the soup of a little bit of flour. To thicken it. The nosin letocho mat levivot, right? And obviously this, a lot of soups have flour, but there you wouldn't make a mizonos on it because there's one reason why you wouldn't make a, well, actually I shouldn't say that. You wouldn't make a mizonos because the whole point is to thicken it, which by the way is an interesting question because I don't think anyone makes a mizonos on soup like that, right?
No.
Well, right, guys?
Because it's so not thicker.
So we'll come back to the question later, okay? They put levivot. And it could be his levivot. I think of latkes, but it could be stored with chneblach.
Yeah.
Iker kavanaso lechol hazupa. The iker kavanaso is to eat the soup. Eino tafel levivot. Imkain royal levarach lamayim balevivot. You should make a shahakal and a mizonos. Why? Because the fact is, the truth is that you do want to eat the knedlach also, and it's also you always go by the mizonos. The truth is, truly, if you think about the name, we don't say knedlach with chicken soup. We say chicken soup with knedlach. Right? That's the. Anyways, all right. So the Magen Avraham says like this. He says, if we look at source number two, the Machan Avram, I started on 9.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to leave really early, so I started on time.
Okay.
So he said like this.
It's so
chasuda. So he says it's source number two of Magen Avraham. So ira she'achlu b'toch chasuda. If it turns out the shalov b'toch chasuda, I forgot what he's talking about. So yivarech achrei yivarech parshas Ravos. Kim mashe dash rabbeis. So really, idim osin tasha
mishum.
I'm not sure what he's talking about here. I forgot. But if you look at the second line, it's more important. Nearly the first part was not relevant. I'm not sure why I copied. Nearly idim osin tasha mishibol l'shul. If someone makes a tafshil made out of shibol shul, which is oats, shakorin guns grits, okay? Now, grits. Now, there's no question that until this generation, everyone considered oats to be one of the heyminim, all right? There's a little machlokas today, but for the Shulchan Aruch's purposes, it's definitely in the zonas. Venostim behem harbe. Okay,
Mayim Har.
You put a lot of water. She says. You put a lot of water. She'ain ruyin rock lesorfo. Shekorin zupa. Right. Efsher she'ain ham. She says. He says. Efsher she'ain hamayim tel legaba hagarin. We're talking about hagarin bara pri adama. Val hamayim bam bifnasu shehakol. So he's saying he should make it sort of oatmeal, but the oatmeal is extremely, extremely liquidy. Okay. Okay. Exactly. I don't know why you would do that, but fine. So he says it's possible
for a baby. I mean, I guess the baby doesn't have
whatever.
To be
yeah, right, whatever, whatever he says. So he says. So there he says it's possible that the mayim is not batal, and therefore tzarach levarach al agarin bar pri adama.
Adama not mizonos.
Yeah. Because I guess the way you make it. Okay. I guess the way you make it. Okay. Yal hamayim bar pri eit shahako. Doi ikra and al shem hamayim. Gavi says. What? Amayim v'tnei atzmo shahakol. That's the verse. I'm sorry. Amayim v'tnei atzmo shahakol, and the water by itself we make a shahakol. The ha'ikaron al shem amayim, as it says in Zimrish Dal Tzifal of Gavi by schar saorim by beer. Mikomakom ein hagerin and ben lerotav deheimin l'chashivi, and therefore you would make the verse adama. Now, in terms of Tammy's question, we're not doing the sugya right now. But the halacha goes like this, that if you eat one of the heyminim, okay, I'm not exactly sure how this would be done, but in order to make a mizonos on one of the heyminim, something has to happen where the texture changes very well, get very mushy, okay? But if in some level it's still hard, okay? That's why there's actually, believe it or not, when it comes to granola, there's actually a machlokas, whether you make a hadama or you make a mizonos. I believe that in America they say to make a mizonos on hadama.
But if you're eating oatmeal, like regular oatmeal,
yeah, I did. Yes. You make a zonos. They did not have Quaker oatmeal, so they's the machzor shakin. They's machzor from. Okay, they didn't have. I don't know what they have. That's what I would assume. He's saying make barfer adama. But he's saying is just because you have a mazonos in something doesn't mean it always becomes bottle.
So I have another question. You have to make something called blumkel, which is like a soup with wheat. Green wheat kernels.
Yeah.
So on those you would make hadama, not mizonos?
I've never seen it. Maybe. Okay? But the most important thing is you have to eat it on time if it's yakis, right?
It's shot, but you put it in the crock pot instead of
chulling. Yeah, okay. I have no idea what it looks like. But that if I remember the sugi itself,
it's
that's
green,
a
green. It's
yeah. That's to do. Yeah. So then lechori would. Yeah. That lechori you make hadama, right? You make hadama. He says like this. Now, for example, if someone goes ahead and eats wheat kernels raw, okay, a kosis chiti make a barfri adama. Okay.
What about kasha?
Kasha thing make adama for sure.
Kasha's a very
good. Kasha make adama. Okay. Now let's go on. Okay. So okay. So the what? What bracha make a granola? That's a good question. Okay, I make a mazonos right now. Granola. That's what I'm holding right now in life. All right. I did make a different bracha for a while too. Okay, I used to make mazonos, then I dumb and I make mazonos. Ask me in 2 years, it might change. All right, I'm being very serious, by the way. The bracha berachas ananim is very dynamic. Okay, what? It's sort of like it's not like softish and mushy like the other things, right? Okay. Anyways, as I said, I used to make mazonos, then hadama and mazonos. Depends what I'm learning. So, could we get to the sugya? I might change my mind. So, right now I'm making mazonos and granola. Okay. It's machlokes. What can I tell you?
If you're
sick to Bashir, Mitzvah Hashem, you know, we'll see as things change. You know, as the world turns. What?
Sorry,
it's not so
hard.
I never discussed it in this year. Probably 2 years. As Hilchos Brachos terms. That's the way it goes. Yeah.
It's also very intriguing what you said about the Chamesh Mine Dagon. Sometime, please explain it to us.
What do you mean? I will. We'll get to it. Everything takes time.
Do you add milk to your oatmeal?
Yeah, but the milk is just like a spice, really, I think. The milk is just a spice. Depends on how much milk you have. You make a shako. Anyways, let's go on. But right now, I'm making mazonos and some granola. All right? If it changes, I'll let you know. All right? So you say like this now.
He makes
Cheerios. What? So you look at the machzor shekel. He says, the second paragraph, mikol makom, however, ein hagarinim v'teilim. Rotzalomar, afal gav, the ikar kavanasa alamayim. Even though your ikar kavana is on water, and for this reason, water is not bottle. Okay, so even though you have mazonos, sometimes it's not bottle. Afal gav shehein mechamish, meaning even though there are the five minim in there, mikol makom mahani malas chameshes haminim shaal koponim hagarinim ein betol legabe mayim. And for this reason, yivarech alamayim v'lagarin. He says so therefore he says even though we said that sometimes we always say that the mizonos is the ikur, there are certain times that this rule has an exception, okay? And you have to go ahead and you have to think, well, what really is your kavana? So
what
for example,
make a vegetable barley soup.
Vegetable barley soup is definitely I mean, it depends on how much barley you have. I would definitely make mazonos on vegetable barley soup, I think. That's what I would think. Depends how it is. Depends how watery it is. Depends, you know what I'm saying? Depends how watery it is. Okay, you know, that's the question. And also, by the way, if you eat the barley every time you have... And that depends what your kavana is, all right? I don't know. My feelings are... If I have a barley soup and it's very watery, I'm not interested, okay? So depends on your kavana is. What can I tell you? Depends on your kavana is.
Vegetable soup is usually vegetable.
Yeah, that's hadama. Yeah, but I don't know. It depends. But if you're eating, depends on your kavana is, okay? It could be that if you don't have that much barley and your kavana is the vegetables, you should make two brachas, right? You should make two brachas. That's why, for example...
So that's an example where you would make two brachas.
Yeah, you're right. I think, for example, on chicken soup with noodles, with not that much lakshin, you would have to make two brachas, I think. I think for sure, make two brachas. If there's a lot of lakshin, you have to make one bracha, all right?
But it's interesting because it says tchila al-hamayim.
because that's the ikar. So it actually depends what it is. And the truth is, I would tell you that, in other words, I think that the way we used to have lakshan chicken soup, the ikar was the chicken soup. Okay, I think today a lot of kids will, the ikar will be the lakshan. All right, a lot of this depends
soup nuts.
On how, and soup nuts. Also, yeah, well, it depends. Is it chicken with soup nuts or soup nuts with chicken soup? That's the question. Let's go on. Okay, now.
So a vegetable soup that even though it's mostly vegetables, as long as it's a lot of water, it would be a
shot. No. Vegetable soup is probably hadama, but we're not holding there yet. I'm sorry. Okay. Right now, vegetable soup is a soup in itself. But let's just say it's hadama. Okay, for now. Okay, vegetable soup is hadama. Yeah, let's just say that right now. Okay, real vegetable soup. All right. Now. So the but that's the sugya in itself also. So
chicken soup.
The chicken soup is a shot.
Yeah, but
Hilchos Brachos is so interconnected, right? So it depends how you see the carrots, all right? When I eat chicken soup, I usually make a bracha on the carrots by itself also, all right? But there's some people who really look at the carrots just for taste, but I enjoy the carrots. I want a big carrot. So, okay, anyway, let's go. Okay, let's go on now. So, source number four. Kevach shal echad mechameshes min yadogim sheshalku. The irvu mayim. You boiled it. You're right. Shoshal harbe. The irvu mayim of bishar mashkim. Okay. So he says. So here comes the question. Okay. So you have kemach of one of the 5 minute dogon that you boiled and you put it. He says. The irvu mayim of bishar mashkim. So he says. Let's say that. So, question: what bracha do you make on it? Okay, very important question, right? You know, we're talking about soup, right? So, if you're going to go ahead, right, and it's thick, so you can eat it, okay, we'll also and chew it, all right. It would be more like a porridge. Mevarach barmei mezonos. Alright? So he says like this. Now, so then it says, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Kevan Shamayrim Mayim Rabma Kolkach Ach and Royal Achila, since there's so much water that you can't eat, it's only drinking, there's no chewing going on, Varach Lishtiya. Eino bechlal Michael klal levarchel shahakol the birchas amayim. That's why on beer and whiskey we always make a shahakol, even though there's grain in there. Because zehu dafku apemach she mamasho eino be'en. And that's when you have flour; it's not be'en. Umizbatel beriboy hamayim. Avala osa tashil mimine grufin shenasim mehemine dogon. Kagon anasim the same misorim mishibol l'shul barley and oats shenechla kol garim l'shnayim v'nosan v'hen mayim har ve'achen roy rak l'sorfo shekorin zupa, which means I think it's called soup. Ein hagrufim v'teilu gavay mayim kaven shehem be'en, which means if you have a soup with barley, okay. So even though you're drinking the soup, right, and even when you go ahead and you put the soup in your mouth in a spoon, you're not chewing the barley, okay? It's going down your throat, right? So you might think, make a shahakol, right? He says, Ein agrofin v'telin legave hamayim, kevan shehein v'en, since this is v'en, v'lo l'achila, v'lo tzolotron v'gal hamayim, shahakol. He says, it's possible, and this is the question you asked, Tammy. Okay, so if you're eating barley soup, okay, and the barley soup is a soup where you're chewing. Okay, then you would make a mezonos, right?
I think but
if when you tap the barley, there's so little barley that you're just swallowing it, right? Then you should make two brachas, and the first bracha you make is a shahakol, and the second bracha you make a mezonos. Now, even though we know there's an order of brachas, but why do you know that actually the order of the brachas you see really is more about bracha baradama, not when it comes to shahakol, if I remember correctly. All right, so that's what he says.
I think what he's saying is the question is here in the barley soup. soup, it's different from flour because you can see the
barley. Yeah, that's what he's saying, for sure. But he's saying if you there's so much barley that you're really chewing it, okay, with a little liquid, then you would make mizono zehu. But if really it's soup, okay? So then you would.
When I make that vegetable barley soup, I always feel like I have to add more water because the barley.
Whatever it is.
That's like you feel the barley.
Everyone has their things. So we call
so
Macomb.
You have to say a dana over the vegetable barley soup.
So a vegetable barley soup. A vegetable barley soup. And the question, in other words, if it's a question when you eat it, okay, you're making mizonos. All right. If the question when you're drinking it and there's a little barley, you're making two brachas. All right. That's what I was
saying.
What?
Vegetables, then you say adama, and then.
What?
Let's say it's a barley vegetable, so then you can taste the barley and you can taste the vegetable.
You see, if you're eating.
Then you say one bracha.
One bracha mazonas. If you're eating, we go with the mazonas. If you're not eating, then we have to make two brachas, all right? That's the idea. All right?
So if you're drinking only, you make two brachas?
Basically, it's not a question of chewing. It just goes into your mouth and you swallow, you make two brachas, it's just barley. If you're actually chewing it, you make one bracha.
Okay. What if it's a vegetable soup that everything's been drinking?
I think if there's mizonos, you're making mizonos. I think so. It's an interesting question, but I would say if there's a barley, you're making mizonos. That's what I would say. Yes. If there is barley and you're tasting that barley, you make a mizonos for sure. No question about it. Okay, no question. Okay, I have to tell you. Let's finish this. I didn't want to finish. Okay, he says the tzarich levarach gam al amayim shakol valken yivarach tchila al amayim varchach al agrufin. That's just Magen Avram. Uve chayadim kasev sheyosuto bezeh. He says in fasting. The chayadim says. You know, he says it's better to go ahead and to make a brach on the shach on something else first, and v'yolchi is a rotav. Okay, so I'll just tell you, by the way, there's a rule in the Mishnah Brura that when he quotes one opinion and then he quotes a second opinion with the name, he doesn't paskin like that. Okay, but in this case, in other words, so he says v'chayu adam kasav. He's quoting it because he always quotes everything, but he doesn't paskin that way. That's a rule in the Mishnah Brura. All right, But kolz edafka behemine dagon, and all this is about the 5 minutes old butli avol b'shar minim kagon whatever he's talking about. Shenasin beribui mayim shenul achila v'rach lezuba. You make one bracha shahakol. All right, that's the halacha. Okay, so in other words, if you have a vegetable soup, but it's also a question of where you're swallowing it, right? You make one bracha. Okay, now, but obviously, if you have a thick vegetable soup, then you make hadama. Yeah, I remember, who here ate at Ratner's restaurant? Ratner's? What? Okay, so for many years, Ratner's was not kosher. I don't know if it was kosher. I remember for 1 year, it was not kosher. And then they got hashkacha, okay? And Pircha's grandmother and aunt said, you have to go to Ratner's. So I think it was our first anniversary. We went to Ratner's, had hashkacha, whatever it was. It was no use, something, right? I have to tell you, they had... I don't know what the big deal was. Okay, if I say, but yeah, I did have amazing vegetable soup. It was very thick. That's kind of soup you make a dama on. All right, let's go on. Okay, now so that's the Mishnah Berurah. So now we come to a very interesting halacha, a very interesting halacha. Okay, he says like this: Kolshu ikar v'matvela. He says v'varech alikav v'matvela. So v'chol davar shemarim v'osol adavek. Something which is done to keep it together,
bind it.
Okay, they retain reyach, or they give a smell. Okay, they have tzvo atashil, or for color. Okay, hareis et tefela. All right, aval im irav kedei litein tam betaruvis. But if it's there to give a taste, hareihu ikar. It's what? It's the ikar. So here, the Shulchan Aruch Jews' idea that if you're doing to give a taste, what happens? It becomes the ikar. Okay, we'll explain this in a second. Wait a second before you ask questions. We have to see where we're going. So he says, but let's say you have types of honey where you cook it. You put in something from wheat. So if you put something obviously to bind it, you don't make a mizonos. He said, when you say when you put a taste, it becomes the ikr. So, for example, if I put pepper in something to give it a taste, I don't make a brach on a pepper. Why not?
It's just
Because it enhances.
It has to have something. It has to have something which is mamushes. It has to be there, right? I will besamim shnosn l'tochem rakachat. But you put spices in, right? It says avol pishen l'shina stam ein lebarch leikam ve'en ledutam. Like garlic, it's not. It's a bottle b'miut. Avol pishnosn tam. He says, and therefore, when you make a rakachat and you put spices on it, you don't make a brach on the spices. Now, there's an order for the taste. To be an ikur, it has to be really there. It can't just be something which dissolved. He says like this. Now, so the Magen Avraham says that when do you say?
What did he say about the honey that you do make a bracha?
And you make a bracha. He says you have honey and you put flour in to connect to bind it. You don't make a bracha on the flour, okay? And we'll talk about the relevance in 1 second. I want to make sure I get this before I have to leave. So let's try to finish. He says the Magen Avraham says like this. Now he says when he say that if it gives a taste, right? He says that it gives a taste. So that's the ikar. Mashes is there. That's only talking about the hei minei dagan. All right. But if let's say, for example, you put into the soup a what is that called? A white carrot.
Parsnip.
Right. Parsnip. Okay. So he says they. You know, and the bottom line is that there's a little of parsnip in there of other things. Right. You're not going to make a bracha on a dama on the chicken soup. Right. Because usually, what do you have to go after? Usually, you have to the majority. Okay, when do you say the taste makes a difference? And the mashes is there by the heimine dogan. All right, when it comes to heimine dogan, he says like this. Now, okay, and he says, and the same thing comes to rice. Fine, okay. So now,
rice, I want, you do make rice?
No. Rice is the same thing, but heimine dogan. So that's usually you go after the rove. When we say you go up to the taste, if my mash is there, that's why heimine dagan. So I want to finish off with one thing. He says like this. He says, chameshes minei dagan. I might ask for two things, all right? Chameshes minei dagan, I think you have time. So, shesholchan al kashishan, v'asu mehen tashil. So, the chameshes minei dagan, that you went ahead and you boiled it, where you ground it up, made a tafshil, like a maisa kadeira, harifos, vigerish, karma, vidaisa. He says, you know, all sorts of porridges with the five grains. Afili ram dvash, harbe, yoshme mehem, o minima cherem harbe, yoshme mehem, abrakhman mezono, soval mechir. This is actually today's daf, or tomorrow's daf, I'm not sure. One of the dafim. So he says, if you make something, some kind of porridge with the five grains, no matter how much you put in, you have to make a bore mine mezonos. You made it in order to solidify it or to bind it. So then it's bottle of tashil. So it's interesting machlokas. What happens if you go ahead and you put the flour in not to give a taste? Okay?
Let's see. So Mishnah Berurah says like this: Shelo, but to give it a certain substance. Let's see what that means. So Mishnah Berurah says, "What Shelo? Shelo ba la hatim atavshil, velo lisod halev, rak sheyehe atavshil meduvak, velo chashiv, ubatul lagabe hatavshil afil nasan latocho kemacharve." So he didn't put the flour in to give it a taste, and he says not to give satiation, right? But
you did,
yeah. So it's still bottle. That's what we sell, okay?
It's
bottle. The flour is bottle. It's bottle. Yeah. Now he says the.
So I have a brownie recipe that makes 2 9 by 13 pans, and it uses like a quarter cup of flour.
Wait, Tammy, hold on. I'm sorry, I gotta finish. I gotta finish before I go, because I have plenty of things. I wanna finish this. I'm gonna come back. Give me 1 second. If I have a chance, we'll get to it. I'll ask you later. So he says like this. So the Shaar HaTzion says like this, that he quotes the Taz. It's the source and the source number 9. He says, let's say you put into. If you put it in not for binding and not to keep it together, but in order to go ahead and to be able to be the food. What's the example? Example would be is like example licorice, right? If you look at licorice, right? So I'll talk about licorice. So the fact is,
it's not just to bind it together. In other words, the whole food is really made out of flour. Okay? Made out of flour, the whole food, with a little sugar, right? What bracha should you make on that? Okay, so here we go. Okay, you ready? So he says, if the flour is there for food, it's like for taste. Okay? That's what he says. If it's there for food, all right?
So you would make it.
So that's according to the Taz. Okay? All right? He says, it's machlokas, the magaram, the Taz. All right? He says, so the question is, how do we paskin? So let me ask you a question, all right? And I wanted to get to this today. So what bracha do you make on licorice? I'm sorry, I'm putting you on the spot. What? So you just know, that actually, so in other words, I thought about this time. So for years ago, and all the books said you make a mezonos on licorice because it's flour and licorice, okay? You should just know that, okay? However, the truth is the books today say to make a shahakal, all right? And I was thinking, why? Because the truth is it's not the flour that's really important there, okay?
Exactly.
So I actually looked it up. I was trying to figure out, well, why is it that they said to make a mezonos? So I said, all of a sudden, I realized, well, maybe because of the Taz. Why? Because according to the Magen Avraham, you certainly make a shahakal because it's not there for taste, right? It's there, it's the whole substance of the food, but it's not there for taste, all right? But according to the Taz, you would make a
mezonos.
So I said, so I wonder, is that the reason why back then they went ahead and made a mezonos? Because according to the Taz, you shouldn't make a mezonos, all right? So I actually Googled it, and I found out that why is it that they made a mezonos? Because when the Shiloh was presented to Moshe Feinstein, the person who told the Shiloh says, yes, the flour is there also for taste on some level, okay? But the truth is, it's totally not true, I would say. And therefore, today all the books go ahead and say you make a shahakal, okay? No, I just had it this Shabbos, actually. It was actually quite fascinating, because Friday night we had a guest. The guest says, oh, on licorice you say make a mezonos. I said, no, you don't. He said, you know, I said, well, that's what the book said 20 years ago. I said, I'll give you a book right now. I'll show what it says now. Anyway, so very quickly, before I go, I really got to run. So in the back, you have a little piece of a snippet from Rabbi Greenblatt Sefer from Memphis. And here's a big Talmud Moshe Feinstein. He discusses the famous question about schnitzel. Schnitzel. Okay, you got a schnitzel. Okay, I can't do the whole thing. Why? And he used to ask the question of Moshe Feinstein. He asked about flounder. Same thing. What bracha do you make? Now in Eretz Yisrael, the poskim say you make a mezonos. In America, the poskim say you make a shahakal. All right. Now if we're talking about Kentucky Fried Chicken, stuff, which in those days was kosher, which is thick, everyone agrees you're making mezonos. Okay, we're talking about a very, very thin layer. What bracha you make? So the truth is that the Eretz Yisrael poskim, what they say makes a lot of sense. Why? Because the Gemara says anything mezonos, if not cornflakes, but flour, you make a mezonos on. However, he points out that what's the shaila? He says that when you say that mezonos, right? He says when you, so Moshe Feinstein, he basically points out, and you can tell me this is true. He says that why do you make a shahakal on schnitzel? Because the whole reason why you cover the schnitzel is to make sure that when you cook it, doesn't get ruined.
For that reason,
he says you make a shahakal. That's what he says. All right. So he wants to say, Rabbi Greenblatt, that the question is that when when you say that you always make mezonos on doggone, is that only when the doggone is really an ikar part, right? Or even the doggone is not an ikar part, just happens to be there. So when it comes to the schnitzel, there's no question, right? Then no one's really thinking about the flour that's there. No one's really thinking. So that's what he says. Okay.
Maybe they're thinking about like a fish and chips, which is a really thick.
I said that everyone agrees when it's really thick, you make a mezonos. Okay. The question is a very thin one. That's the question. But Moshe Feinstein, basically, he says that since it's there, to make sure it doesn't burn, for that reason, it's...
What?
I make a shakal on schnitzel, but a regular schnitzel, but not Kentucky.
Right.
Yeah. But I haven't had very thick coating since the days of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yes, Kim, you had a quick question,
so
I got to run.
So I was asking you what you passed.
Okay, did I answer?
Yeah, you said you made
shakal. Okay, it's fine, great. I got to run, I'm sorry.
I'm saying goodbye and thank you. See you in
Nathan. This is yours, I just have to.